Tico, I think from the perspective of many observers, including many of the panelists on this table, you have hit the nail on its head in identifying the problems that persist with the negotiations on the pandemic treaty. And you know, while international cooperation in surveillance and monitoring and data sharing is obviously important, because we saw that being violated during the COVID-19 pandemic, international cooperation, as you rightly point out, needs to be cross-cutting across a variety of different aspects. As long as the structural problems persist, the pandemic treaty is unlikely to really make much of a change. Before I hand over the floor to Mr. President, I just want to spotlight the importance of international cooperation that you pointed out, which we saw was non-existent or not adequately existent during the COVID-19 pandemic. Terms such as vaccine nationalism, vaccine apartheid were used. I remember also that Dr. Tedros and also the Secretary General of the UN branded it and called it as a moral catastrophe. But I think we need to go beyond that. International cooperation is not an option. It's a duty of states. It's enshrined in the UN Charter. It's enshrined in the 1986 Declaration on the Right to Development. It's enshrined in a host of different international legal instruments. And we must not be hesitant in saying that what we witnessed during the pandemic was a clear violation of the duty to cooperate, an international legal obligation by many of the countries in the global north. With that, I hand over the floor to you, Mr. President.